How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 6:55. Well, a dramatic turn in the race for the White House after weeks of mounting pressure. President Biden dropping out of the race and quickly endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris. Now the big question is, what happens next? WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio joins us live from Washington with reaction from the nation's capital. Nicole, not really a surprise this weekend, we can't say.
It's not a surprise, but it sure was a busy weekend here in D.C. Good morning to you, Christine. You know, today, Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first public appearance from the White House after receiving the president's endorsement. But it comes as lawmakers here on Capitol Hill are calling on President Biden to step down immediately. We know former President Trump already called on Biden to resign. And we also saw that Florida Senator Rick Scott echoed that message. He posted to social media saying that, quote, Biden shouldn't be running our country if he can't run for re-election. He also said he plans to introduce a resolution to urge the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, which covers what would happen if a president resigns or is removed from office. Now, one other thing I want to say, Christine, that President Biden plans to address the nation about his decision later this week. Meanwhile, he's working to rally all his supporters behind Vice President Kamala Harris. So, again, it's not a done deal, even though she does have the support from the president. She'll still need support from a majority of delegates at next month's convention. So I know that was a lot of information. Again, it was a busy weekend, and it is sure to be a busy couple weeks ahead.
And, Nicole, I know that the Democratic National Convention is scheduled to be held August 19th to 22nd. Any idea what that looks like right now?
Yeah, so I was checking on that just this morning, and, you know, we know the Democratic Convention Rules Committee, they're actually set to meet this week as early as Wednesday to discuss the next steps. Again, the convention is set to start on August 19th, which is right around the corner. The DNC chair has promised a transparent and an orderly process to select a nominee. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
And it will be it has been an exciting couple of weeks of events in the news cycle. Nicole D'Antonio, thank you so much. Live from Washington with that update.